Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another edition of the Absolute Truth Show, right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, with the most, the King of King himself, also known as the greatest of all time. That's right, that's me indeed. I am the Hot Rod. And on the phone line, I have the one, the only, the man who changes underwear once a year.
Of course, it is I, Sean Black, in the building once again. And I believe someone else is with us as well. Who could it be?
Yeah. Well, Alicia B is running late because she's busy working at 42nd and 8th Avenue again, ladies and gentlemen. So hopefully she called in later. If not, oh well. Remember, her mouth was always full. She had to make up for all the Father's Day from last night. But
I understand we try to start pissing people off. You're starting to piss off the people you work with.
Pissing people off is what I do best. And talk about pissing people off. Congratulations to you and Anitra B. Last week's shows was our highest rated shows of the year so far about the Orlando mass shooting. Thank you once again, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning into our show and the callers that call in at our panel. And made the show, last week's show, very interesting. It's for it to be our hottest show of the year so far. Wow. Just because of that, we try to do something a little bit different tonight. And, you know, it's called an open forum. What's on your mind? What's pissing you off? What do you want to find out? Any comments, thoughts, or questions towards us? Please give us a call at 347-989-8402. The number, once again, is 347-989-8402. 8402. Sean Black, are you in the mood to piss someone off tonight?
Well, it's almost summer, so we might as well piss people off for the last time in the spring. Yeah, sure, why not?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, sorry, I have technical difficulty on my end right now. Forgive me. All right. Yesterday was Father's Day. I remember last year we did a show about Father's Day, which was our highest rated show of the year last year. For Father's Day, we'll talk about the aspect of Father's Day. For me, my thing is, does Father's Day get the true respect that it deserves? I'm not comparing it to Mother's Day. We all know Mother's Day is the hottest day of the year. You know, you go out, treat your mother well. I'm not comparing it to that. I'm not jealous of Mother's Day. What I don't get is, and I have argument with a lot of females about this, is that, yes, you're a mother. You are a single mother. You are a mother who's married. You have a mother who's in a relationship problem. Who does not have relationship problems? But you have your day. This is Father's Day. So to all the single mothers out there that complain to me or tell me, oh, I play both roles of a mother and a father, ladies and gentlemen, I have some news to tell you. No, you're not. You're playing the role of a parent. Not a mother, not a father. You are a mother, not a father. Whether the father is in the child's life or not, I'm sorry to hear, but once again, I truly believe it takes two to tango. It takes a man and a woman, or a test tube, to create a child. So, there's a father in that child's life, give or take. But for you to be complaining to us, or on the show, or to me, telling me that I am a mother and a father, no. A mother could do a good job raising a child by herself, which is hard. Same as a man could raise a child by himself. Raising a child is not easy, especially in this world today. Sean saw that for himself yesterday. Boy, I went crazy. when we all went out for my son and my daughter, you know, with the Subway Father's Day, Sean saw firsthand, I went crazy. Because, like we discussed last week, or no, 2 weeks ago, you have to pay attention to your child all the time. And Sean witnessed that with me yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we kept our eye off my son, and what happened? He ran to the street. That quick second, he ran to the street. Not like we was, I mean, we were distracted overall, but imagine if my son had got hit by a car.
Yeah. We probably wouldn't be doing this show today if that was the case.
Oh,
that's for sure.
So I'll be losing my freaking mind right now. So to the parents that lost their child in the gator thing last week, I don't know the whole story about that.
Mm.
The only thing we know that a child got drowned, a 2-year-old boy. But, and you remember the story that happened with the gorilla with the kid, that the gorilla got shot. But Sean Black, besides, those Father's Day, why those Father's Day, does that get the respect that deserve? Part two of my question is, you know that no one did not compare the families, the parents of the child, of the toddler, like no charges should be brought up, people did not mention, or did not bring up any history about the parents. Let's admit, the parents were white. Compared to the gorilla. The boy's parents are black. They won't bring up the race issue. Let's bring up charges, or the parents are no good. At least their son is still alive. Someone lost a toddler last week in Florida. By the way, Florida's all screwed up.
Duh, yeah, they're cursed. It's crazy, all the bad news happening down there.
Because unfortunately, a story like that sells.
Who's that?
It's me. Hi, gentlemen.
Sounds like a voice I've heard before. How you doing?
I'm exhausted.
I guess I'm the only one that has a livelier voice, because Hot Rod is just as exhausted as you are.
No, I'm shot. I can't. I close my eyes literally for 2 minutes. I look up and it was 10:33. I'm like, oh, okay. That's fabulous.
Okay. So, Sean, what's your intake on it?
Well, I'll give you my take on it from the standpoint of I was raised by a single parent. And knowing, based on the ideals behind what you just explained earlier, and then bringing it to this whole thing with the 2-year-old that was killed by the crocodile or alligator, as you pointed out, and that is the saddest part about this whole deal, compared to the whole gorilla Harambe gorilla story, there was not a single question of race or parental past or anything that had anything to do with anybody's past. The one thing that we did see or hear about was that the father tried to jump in to save his son, and that obviously and sadly did not work. But he went in there fighting for his child. Now, they've lost a child based on that. The entire time of the child just being yanked into the water. But see, now here's the problem. As you just stated, there is a huge difference between what happened with the African-American family and the whole zoo issue, and then this family in Florida, who were white, not anything was questioned about it at all. And it shows you that there's a real disconnect when it comes to news and certain issues, especially when it comes to children. There have been many times when we talk about children that have bad things have happened and you don't hear about certain things. We hear about the white child that has been kidnapped or has disappeared for a little bit. And that'll usually be all over the news, the 7-year-old girl or the 8-year-old boy or the 5-year-old toddler. But you don't hear as much when you hear it's a minority child, it's a Hispanic child or an African-American child that has been kidnapped. So it's that same kind of difference in the story.
Of course it is, because that's self.
No, no. Black people do not kidnap black kids. We don't want to be bothered with kids. We have enough kids already. We don't go out kidnapping kids. That's the bottom line. That's a white people thing. White people love kidnapping people.
They post on media, they post on the news the stories that are going to sell. If you want it, if people want it to change, then stop tuning in. And people bitch and complain. You know how annoying it is? Oh, it's this, it's because it's that color skin and that color skin. If you want to change something, then change it. The only way to change it is stop tuning in. Don't give them the numbers they want. And they'll stop running those kind of stories. They only run stories that are going to give them the numbers that they want. Everybody knows this.
And they always know that race sells irregardless. The
exactly.
problem is when it comes to bad news, certain bad news sells better than others depending on what it is.
Exactly.
If it's a crime, let's say you had a teenager that broke into a gas station and stole something. If it was a white person, depending on what the victims were and how severe the crime was, it may not be much of a blip. If it's a minority, because the way the media portrays those old stereotypes of minorities when it comes to the news, that'll be all over the place.
Yeah.
And that's just those old stereotypes that will continue to stay there and will not change unless the news companies that have the foresight and the power to change it actually try and bring more attention to other things other than those same kinds of deals.
It doesn't bring them the same numbers. It's all about cash. You know
mm-hmm.
that. They air the stories that bring them the numbers that they need to stay on the air. And that's what
okay.
it is, unfortunately.
We have K-Dog. He's in the house now. K-Dog, what is your intake today?
Good evening.
Well, hey, how's everybody doing? What's up, Anitra?
Hey, what's going on?
Sean? Well, just here, just listening to the show. And all I got to say is that when it comes to the media, in terms of us as a minority, they tend to show us more committing crimes than anything else. Now, crime is crime. I mean, yes, it does cross racial boundaries, but it seems to me that it's mostly more of the minorities that tend to make more of the news than anything else. I mean, if you were to tune in to the ID channel or check out a show like The Forensic Report, you would see that crimes happen as well in white communities as well. So let's just say, allow me to say this. A crime is a crime. It doesn't matter what race a person is. I feel that the media tends to show more of it about the minorities, you know, in, as a way of exploiting. You know, I could be right, I could be wrong, but that's the way I see it. And also, when it comes to, like, crimes concerning children, and like you said, Hot Rod, yes, it does happen to white children, but it does happen to black children as well. Because you see here a lot of that going on, especially with children being molested, children being kidnapped, children being exploited. I mean, in all sense, it goes beyond the race and also beyond culture because it happens in other countries as well. You know, and that's the thing that I wanted to point out to
ask. They only air it when it gives them the numbers they want.
Okay.
If it's not going to give them the money, if it's not going to keep them on the air and it's not going to give them the numbers that they're looking for, they're not going to air it. Because people don't care about certain things. That's just the reality of the situation.
All right,
well,
so you say people don't care, Anitra. So about the situation that happened with Google a few weeks ago where you go to the Google search engine and you type in three white teenagers and you get pictures of images of white teenagers playing sports, having fun, and when you type in three black teenagers, you see mugshots of black kids. Can you explain that to me? Does that have nothing to do with money or ratings? What does that have to do with this?
Of course that has everything to do with money. Google wants people to get angry. Because when you're angry, you use their sight. Hence, they make more money. It all has to do with money. The more you use, the angrier the consumer is, they're going to talk about it. People are going to want to look at it. People are going to see it. The site's going to have a million more hits than from people that are angry than people that are happy-go-lucky. It's a fact. Everybody knows this.
Well,
oh, my God,
know,
take a look at this. Did you see what this is about? Oh, I got to see this. And then they tell five more people. Five people tell 10 people. And then there you go.
And people think
that's going to make some money.
When they think of Google, they think of, you know, the search engine. They think of Android phones, et cetera. But most people don't realize Google got their start as an advertising agency. They're pretty much a PR firm. And if your PR firm is in charge of pretty much the most dominant internet search engine out there, and most people go based on their searches, the algorithm picks up on what people expect when they look for a particular search. Because you can type in one word and you would get whatever you were looking for, not realizing it. Like, oh, okay, a lot of people were thinking the same thing. Those kinds of things happen on a regular basis, but it's sad because you're right. They even apologize for the algorithm in that way, because then they realize it's construed almost as picking up on a stereotype.
Well, this is the thing that I wanted to also point out about the media. The media is there for three things: to educate, to entertain, and to inform. With that being said, I mean, Google, they really dropped the ball when they did that, because I don't know what they were thinking, to put down white teenagers as playing sports and also showing yearbook pictures, but yet when it comes to black teenagers, why are you going to show mugshots? I mean,
to infuriate you so a thousand people will look at it. They were thinking about money.
Well, the thing is, I found it biased because, you know, when it comes down to it, black teenagers are not criminals.
Of course you're not.
And that was the thing, based on, like I said earlier, exploitation. To exploit people. And that's not fair. You know, no one should be going through that negativity because, you know, people use Google to find things out, and once you tap into black teenagers, why you gotta show mugshots? I mean, that to me was very insulting, and also, you know, very biased in my opinion, because it made absolutely no sense to do something like that. And
well, I have a question for you. How do you guys know that the rep who posted that wasn't black him herself?
And that was wrong of her for doing that.
I'm just saying, like, would it honestly make it better? Would it mean less or more if the person was a minority who posted that, who thought of it, who came up with it, who put it together?
What about if her boss tells her to go do it? And she did it anyway, because she's wrong to do that.
I'm just saying, like, would it make it better if the person who did it was a minority, him or herself?
Right.
Of her own volition? Does it make it better? These companies, realistically, people don't want to see it, but Google is openly integrated. So is Yahoo. So all these huge conglomerates.
All of those search engines are very
do you know that it wasn't done by a minority? They just wanted to get a giggle, a kick, a weird laugh out of it.
Okay.
And make a shitload of money, which obviously
because
they did.
There's a thing that I could say about that. It's like, you know, you have your companies that put things out there like Google, Yahoo, or whatever have you, all these other search engines. But I have to say that, yeah, they're in it to make money. But at the same time, it's how you do it. It's how you present it. I mean, if you want to infuriate people, do it in a way that is not offending other people, because you know what? What they did was not only single out a race just for criminal, you know, to say that all black teenagers are criminals. It's a way to be it's a way to show bias towards a whole community, because
okay,
let's face it.
Well, hold on, K-Dog.
Yeah.
Why should we care in the first place that we see images of
exactly?
Black
why do you even care what some idiot posted?
Or what?
Why?
If we know this country's racist. And like, why do we
know that?
Basically, why do we focus on racism in general?
Well, you know what? In terms of what Google did, it's a thing that's hitting this country. It's a thing like a stereotype that all black teenagers are criminals, which is not true. I'm not going to say that every white person is racist. I'm not going to say all certain groups of people are lazy. I'm not going to say that. You know, we have – the problem is that racism in this country is not going anywhere. It's going to continue, whether we like it or not.
And the important thing, Hot Rod, to answer your question as far as that goes, is that in 2016 – you can't the country, although we know there's a lot of racism and a lot of strife going on within the races, it's important to make sure that a lot of those issues are not brushed to the side and ignored. The same way we don't hear as much about the AIDS epidemic, because for the most part, AIDS cases are starting to drop a little bit. We don't hear about it as much as we used to, because it seems like that people are being a lot more careful, although we hear about a lot of the down low stuff, and especially within the gay community, we're hearing a lot more cases happening. But the point being is that you don't hear about it as much. That's not to say that it's still not out there. Same
right.
thing with racism. It's something that has to be kept in the forefront to let people know that it's not, quote unquote, over with. It's still a lot of things in different systems in this country that are still in place. And the only way anything can be done about it is if you bring it up and show in certain things, like it may not be in this particular area, but it may be brought up, like we said, in Google. Google is a huge billion-dollar company. Okay, that's been addressed. But now that that's been addressed, maybe it's happening in another sector that's not being talked about. So those kinds of things have to be brought in the forefront and kept in the forefront to make sure that it actually gets taken care of.
Yeah, but racism is never going to go away.
Oh, that'll never go away. It's just it'll never go away.
You just can't let things like that bother you. I mean, so someone like I saw the search. I didn't search it. Tell you the truth, because to be honest with you, I don't. I'm not going to look at something like that. But to me, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I didn't even know about the story until Hot Rod showed it to me when they first broke the story.
I didn't search it because to me I thought it was ridiculous, and I'm not gonna you know play into things like that, and I never do because to me it's retarded.
Yeah.
You know,
but
that's something that's never gonna go away. You yourself have to make the decision to move on from it instead of feeding into it.
Yeah, it's not something that should surprise anyone.
It's not gonna surprise. You know, racism doesn't surprise anybody. I mean, we live in a country
Sean K-Dog. That's the key word. If we're not surprised by it, why do we still get upset by it? Why do we even care? I'm not saying us. I'm talking about in general. If I come out and tell you guys, like, I can't stand white people, is that shocking anymore? No. Should we be happy? Or like, you know what? We know Donald Trump is a racist. We know how he feels. Should we be happy or be more aware that, you know what, at least this person is open about how he or she feels compared to hiding it for his or her life? You know, bottom line, should we be shocked anymore by it?
No.
No, I don't think it's a matter of being shocked. I think it's a matter of what are you going to do with the information once it's out there? And are you going to change anything once you do know about it? Because now we've been talking about Donald Trump for a whole year, and really nothing has been done other than people getting upset and getting upset. And yet he still won his party's nomination for president. Now, after all of this stuff has happened, now we're starting to see all of this hatred towards Donald Trump from his own party publicly now.
Oh, yeah.
And the people that were supporting him are starting to fall back away from him. And it's like, why did it take this long for it to happen? As you stated,
no.
Should be surprised? No. But it's happening.
Because,
yep,
to be honest, I believe that most people in the Republican Party, even the Democrats, feel the same way Donald Trump does. They just don't want to say it, but they don't want to risk their job or to risk their image about it. Trust me, there are a lot of racists in the Congress. And so Donald Trump is finally figuring out the truth. He was upset. People hate him. That's why I vote for Donald Trump. You know what? He's a hateful bastard. People love hate. People love negative. This country is built on corruption, as we discussed last week. So why not have Donald Trump? So if Donald Trump do win, God forbid, this country deserves what it gets in 4 years. That's the bottom line. I'm like, who's your other option? Hillary? Once again, it's like pick your poison. You want to die fast or die slow? Which one? Who do you prefer?
Yeah.
Do you want diabetes,
or do you want to get hit by a bus?
Hey. Or better yet, I could say this: damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Listen. All I'm saying is, if I'm at a doctor's office and I need to get a needle, I want the doctor to give it to me, not the janitor.
Exactly.
If I have to choose between the two, I'm going to go with Hillary, and I'm not going to go with the janitor.
Yeah.
Well, you always do the janitor in the closet. So what's the difference now?
But I'm
different.
Oh my goodness.
Totally different.
You know what? Talk about relationship. This is a topic I want to talk about for a long time. Sean and I discussed about this, which I know. Well, I'm just going to say that the woman's stupid to a certain degree. But we all heard of this New York Mets pitcher. What's his name? Sean Bartolo Colon. He's a 41-year-old Mets player, family of, four kids with his wife for, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
He had an affair. Okay, who cares? Everybody has an affair for the most part. But he had an affair with a woman, and they have two kids together of their own. That's nothing new.
So he had two separate families?
Exactly.
Basically, yeah.
Isn't 41 a bit old to still be playing baseball? Don't they retire by
41
like
is very old to be still playing baseball, especially for a pitcher.
Yeah.
He's still good.
Yeah.
What's the controversy?
Why a woman? I'm like, the guy part, I could see it, because he's being stupid. But as a woman, why do you want to have a family with another person that has his own family who's still married in general?
Because
women
are stupid.
I knew she would say that.
I know it. That's why.
And a lot of women, a lot of people in general, they think with their heart, not with their brain. They choose not to see certain things. You know, like when you notice when people are arguing, sometimes people pick and choose what they want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Yeah.
You can do that you could do that with your heart. You could pick and choose what you want to see. And a lot of these women, especially if they're comfortable financially in every sense of the word, they just don't see the point of changing it. That's why a lot of these married women stay with their husbands even though they know they've been all over the place. Because they're comfortable. He takes care of me. He gives me this. I get that. I don't have to lift a finger. Why fix it? It's not broken.
Well,
true.
You know,
that's, like I say, the married part I understand completely. But as a side chick, you're supposed to know your role as a side chick or a side guy. You know, not to get too heavy feelings. You know, not to start family with someone. Like, if you cheat on someone, don't expect that person to leave your family just for you.
I would guess that would be the risk of doing something like that.
Yeah.
That depending on how long you're with the person and if they get to know each other, that feelings are going to be entangled and intertwined. And there is the potential that if, you know, you thought it was just a relationship of convenience.
Yeah, you thought it was a side thing. Because, you know, the thing is, when you have people who have what they call side chicks and
Kato,
all that.
Can you tell your sister to be quiet, please?
Yeah, I did. I just told her to be quiet. I just told her to shut up. Gave her the finger. Yeah, like I said, this is the thing.
Okay.
When it comes down to relationships or marriage, and you know, people are gonna cheat. People who cheat, because I'm not gonna say everybody cheats, but you know, there are some guys that feel that, oh well, I have to have my side chick on the side. And little do you know is that that side girl is going to start having feelings for you, because the more time you spend with her, what are you going to do? Like, oh, well, I got to go home to my wife. And, you know, and it's the sad part about it. I mean, if you know you're going to be a dog, if you know you're going to play around, why the hell would you want to get married?
Because they can.
That's the sad part about it. No,
and they can.
Some guys believe they have power.
That's it, because they can.
Perfect example. Arnold Schwarzenegger. We heard about that so many, was it like a couple of years ago? And he found out that he was having an affair with the maid and then ended up having a love child. And the child is, what, 13 years old now or whatever is the case? And the family didn't know anything about it. You know, people like actors and athletes and people that have businesses, the ones that have power, usually get away with these kinds of things and can sweep everything under the rug after they get their money and they take care of and pay off whoever they're going to pay off. But if you're going to do what you think you're going to do, if you're going to be one of those people that's like Superhead that would do those kinds of things, you always run the possibility that either, one, you're going to get caught, or two, all of your business is going to be thrown out in the street.
Then
you can lose if you have a family or if you have some sort of reputation to keep high, and esteem is going to go right down the toilet.
It is.
Well, you could just do what she did and write a bestseller.
Trust me, I guess so. Trust me, if you're going to live.
She wrote on the New York Times bestseller list. It's a bestseller.
She sure made some money. But
made
you
some
know,
money? Dude, she made over
she made,
seven figures.
Right. Exactly. And this is the thing. We talk about men who cheat, but also you have women who do the same thing too. Like, they run around, they're not going to leave their husbands, but yet they messing around too. And there's a risk of losing everything when you mess around, because trust me, messing around, you're going to get caught. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
So, Sean, since you're the sentimental guy and you're such a bitch, can a person, I'm sorry, but speak the truth, can someone fall in love with two people at the same time? Think about that for a second.
Could somebody fall in love with two people at the same time?
Of course they can.
It's possible. And it also depends on the definition of what that person is looking for, is what their definition of love is. And the reason why I say that is because, like we were just talking about, as far as people that have affairs, some people have affairs because they're just plain dogs. Other people have affairs because there's something emotionally missing from the relationship. And if they find something, I guess, emotionally from someone else, and then they can start falling in love with that person because that person has some of the qualities that they found in the person that they were originally with that they still have love for, and can find that same love in someone else. So it can happen. And I think it also would really depend on what that person is looking for.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was too busy reading about sex right now. I did not listen to a word you said.
Of course.
Anitra, can you love two people at the same time? Well, not sexually with you, but I'm just saying in general.
In general, I guess so. I mean, I'm personally, I don't think I'm capable of it, but in general, yeah. I mean, I'm sure it happens. I can barely devote, I have enough time in a day to devote myself to one person, let alone more. Oh, my God. There's not enough hours in a day.
Yeah, there's 7 billion people on the planet. I'm sure it's happened.
Exactly.
Well, of course. I can see people have affairs to fulfill certain needs. It could be emotional, it could be sexual. They could just be lonely. Like, there's a thousand different reasons why people, you know, grab more than one partner.
And
none of them are really wrong.
But if you get caught, you're wrong, though, right?
Well, see, that's the thing. That's the funny part about it, is people say the whole faux pas of an affair is it's wrong. Why is it wrong? Seriously, if you think about it, why is it so wrong? I mean, granted, yeah, you're going to get, some people get hurt and they move on, but most of the time, they forgive and stay with the person anyway.
Perfect example.
Sometimes it just destroys everything and the person loses
but most of the time, especially with the generation before us,
they
stick with their husbands. They stick with their spouses.
Well, now not anymore, because you know you have some couples out there that just broke up. Like, perfect example, Iggy Azalea and Nick Young are no longer together after he got caught cheating. So
no, they got back together, and then she broke up with him again because she couldn't get over it. But she took him back.
Yeah, but
and it wasn't
okay,
the first time she caught him. The only difference was this time it was in the public eye, so she was embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But when she did that interview with Wendy Williams, she admitted that that wasn't the first time he cheated on her. And she got engaged to the idiot.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
okay.
People forgive people for infidelities all the time. All the time. It's very rare that I actually hear about couples splitting and staying apart. And that's it. It's over. I'm moving on.
It all depends on the person.
Max, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just being respectful. My fault. I just want to make sure you guys all said your piece. So I was just being a gentleman. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everybody. Oh, good afternoon. Good evening. I'm sorry. I just woke up and said the truth.
I'm typical, Max.
I just woke up and I'm like, yo, what the F? So I'm hearing a conversation about infidelity. I'm like, oh, interesting topic. Love it.
No, basically, like, so, Max, can you fall in love with two people at the same time? And the story started with the Max Pitcher Cologne, how he had two sets of family. Why would a woman, the side chick, want to start a family with a married man?
Wow. I don't want to get too personal, but I have a relative.
Ooh. What do you mean by too personal? We like to know, right?
Well, I just have a relative that has 40-plus kids.
Wow.
Yeah. Married one time, has 40-plus kids, and he's a big impact in my life. But at the same time, there's love and there's lust, and then there's satisfaction. And he was satisfied with one who he married. He was in love with the other one, but he couldn't marry, and he had lust for another person.
Wow, you know what? There's three different things, and that does make sense.
Wow.
That was an education that he taught me. It was basically saying, like, look, I have to be satisfied with one who's going to be stable, and I have to invest in my life. And the one I'm in love with, there's no way I'm going to be able to be with that person due to circumstances. And there's another person I have so much lust for, who's, like, you know, does things beyond. But, you know, that's what he sees that person in. I'm just, you know, on the mature level, I understand that some people can't deal with that, and it's not good to even have that, you know, to just damage family. But, like, I never did that. I never cheated. I'm glad I never did, because the fact that I have women in my family. I never did. You can laugh. I never did. Never cheated. And bottom line is, I knew how to... The family, the women in my family, I seen them hurt. I saw them hurt, and I knew that it's not good. Not good to cheat. Not at all. So if I'm dealing with one woman, I'm dealing with one woman. But if not, if I'm single, oh, you damn right, I'm having fun, bro.
Okay, have you dealt with a married woman before?
I'm sorry?
Have you dealt with a married woman before?
Hell freaking no. Are you kidding me? That's a code of conduct. You don't mess with a married woman, because it could be
that
karma.
That you know of.
It could cause a lot of damage, trust me.
Damn right.
Because, you know, I've seen, this is one thing that I could tell you about from what I remember from a coworker many years ago. This coworker, messing around with a married woman, she was giving him her husband's stuff. I mean, everything from jewelry to clothing and stuff like that. Husband found out about it. This dude had to go into hiding. For days, for weeks, we didn't see him at work. We're like, hey, where is he? And that's when finally emerged, and he said, man, I was hiding out. Because the husband found out about him. She used to come and pick this guy up from work, too. And when he told us about the married woman, and I remember specifically saying, hey, man, you might want to stay away from that because it's dangerous waters. It's dangerous waters. If you're going to get into a relationship and you're the side person, and, of course, cheating in general is wrong. It's all wrong. Like me, I'm happy I don't do it. I refuse to do it. Because you know what
that
else?
You know too? Of? How do you know that a chick you messed around with in the past wasn't married?
Well,
but
I know
you don't know.
And when you ask K-Dog, also, for the guy, your friend, why he will accept gifts from the woman if it belongs
to
another guy?
Oh, free gifts. Homeboy was saying free gifts. I remember that. When he used to come to work, we used to be like, wow, man, that's a nice suit you're wearing there, bro. Some nice shoes. Yeah, you're sitting there taking this money from this chick because you know why? He was looking at her like a sugar mama. But she's married. I'm like, you see, that is the dumbest thing you could ever do.
So,
and then you hear married. Yeah.
So, Matt, so what's the best way to... But this question was posted on Facebook last week. What's the best way to handle a cheating person? Like, what's the best revenge to handle a cheating person? Or once you find out the person cheated on you?
You mean set up a trap in me? That way? You know, I don't do that dirty nonsense. You know, that's immature. I really walk away. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, just walk away from it.
Yeah, I just walk away. I had a woman had cheated on me. I had two different women that cheated on me. I walked away.
Because, you know, revenge, I'll just say this. When it comes to revenge, what are you going to get back at? She cheated on you? Hey, just walk away from her and be proud of it. Walk away with your head held high. Like, hey, man, I just ran away from a terrible situation. Good luck to you. Goodbye.
See, that's all good and dandy, but when you've spent almost a decade with an individual and you find out that they stepped out on you, you might think a different way. Or you can do, you know, what certain people did, like, you know, give all his shit to Salvation Army and give them a receipt.
Women, it's natural more like a woman. I'm not saying all, but it's natural for most women to do that, so their emotion is locked. Now, a man, you got to be bold. Bro, walk away. Show how it's done. You're a man. You got to go. Let's go.
And the best revenge is you don't yell, you don't scream,
exactly.
You don't even discuss it. You just do something really spiteful that's kind of funny, and you walk away.
Yeah.
When you walk away, the woman's going to remember the good sex that she missed out.
I don't even think it's necessarily the sex they're missing out. Depending
on,
I mean, if that's the only thing that came out of the relationship, then I guess
yeah. Yeah, no.
But in general, if you were in a relationship and you had lots of good times, memories, things between you.
Sean is right. It's a good moment.
No, but it is true because you know what?
As well as the sex will probably be remembered as well.
But you know what? Some people. This is the thing. When the other person walks away, there's a saying that says, you never miss the water till a well runs dry, because one day you're going to be thinking about something that person did for you, and it's going to haunt you for the rest of your life. Like, damn, I really messed up. It happens, trust me. It's called guilt, and it's a guilt that you'll live with.
Wow,
knowing that you hurt somebody. Nah. Well, I could just say like this.
What would you have done, Hot Rod?
You know what? I
I had someone I've been cheating on before when I was younger. I cried like a little bitch. I'm not gonna lie. You know, but I was hurt. I locked myself to the room, drank myself, play on some R. Kelly, some bad music. But in the long run, I kept on moving. It took me a while, like almost a year, to go over it because this person had been messing with my mind very well. But women are very evil and they're very strong. I give them credit for that. They know how to get to a guy's head easily.
Yeah.
But I did not fight with her. I still talk to that person today, you know, not as much. You know, I keep my distance. But I realize as older as you get, bottom line, you just have to move on. It might take a week. It might take a year. Some people, it might take a little bit longer because you cannot forget the good times you had with that person. And you don't want to forget the good times.
Oh,
at the same time, you have to protect yourself. And in the end, make yourself happy. Because you know, it's not worth, nobody's worth breaking, it's not worth your life or go to jail to break somebody's car or throw a brick through the window. The best
it's not even worth it.
Keep on moving.
Yeah.
Well, the best thing for me to say, when I had that situation, that 1 month I had slept with a few of women just to get the release out. I had to get the baddest looking all-star chicks to get it out. Great. And I fast. I would be on personal. We was at Applebee's watching a football game, and I will never forget that on Sunday Night Football, I got a call. I was texting like crazy, and I was like smashing in 6.5 hours two different women.
Good grief.
Just to get out. I'm heading over there. I'm like, yeah, I got to go. I'm over there just to get that relief.
Hey, you do what you got to do to make yourself happy in the long run.
I'm not going to scream and cry.
Well, you know what? The older you get, I think you realize you have a better understanding of how to handle relationships compared to back in the 20s, like back in college years, where, you know...
Yeah.
It's who told you or who explained to you the proper way. I've been explained to a lot of guys in my life what to do. So it's not about the age, it's about who you got surrounded by you.
Hmm.
The men I had around my life, they said, no.
But think about the new generation now. Now, they have no patience. They're not into trying to know each other. It's like, okay, your name is Max. Oh, my name is Sandra. Let's get together, post pictures on social media, and smash each other to the next person. Relationships now is
completely. They're into the now.
Yeah. And if things go bad, throw it out on social media that he sucks.
Exactly.
She sucks, you know.
And
then basically ruin the person.
Thing. And that's another thing, this social media, because there are some people who base their entire relationship and put everything, and I do mean every detail, out on social media. Nobody needs to know that stuff. I mean, come on, that's between you and that person. Why you got to put it out there for? No sense.
As for the record, I know Sean and Massey now on social media. Trust me when I say this, K-Dog and Anisha will agree, people put out their whole business on the relationship on social media.
And that's ridiculous. It really is.
Like,
it's
every single thing that the world needs to know.
It's almost like a digital diary, it seems.
Yeah, and it is. You should see, Sean, every detail of the social media. And then another thing, you're putting your whole business out on social media. People are like, what the hell is going on here? Me, I'm not gonna put my relationship on social media. My relationship is fine being off social media because you know why? I don't need people all up in my relationship. I don't need them all up in my business. What happens with my girlfriend and I is between me and her. That's it. I don't need to put things out on social media.
We have 10 minutes left, guys. Of course, I have to talk about the biggest news from last night.
Yes.
Max's favorite team, the Cleveland Cavaliers, the Cavs.
You smoke.
They won. They <last night. laughs> But here's my question. Was the Cleveland Cavs the better team that won, or did the Golden State Warriors choke?
They choked in the fourth quarter. They did. They let it go. I mean, from the I'm sure Sean,
mm-hmm.
Sean Max, guys, Anitra, you could join in too, but guys, the Golden State Warriors, they gave up that lead. I have to say, Steph Curry is not a defensive player. Kyrie Irving had his name and number last night. Now, what do you guys think?
Well, I'll tell you this. I think as LeBron James played, especially this whole entire series, he played like a man on a mission.
Mm-hmm.
Led the team in pretty much every important category, scoring, rebounding, assists, block shots. He did everything he possibly could. But as I texted the guys while we were watching the game, when you are a 73-win team and you have three opportunities to close out a team you've beaten in the past, two games on your own home floor, and you can't get the job done. And as we saw in Game 7, Draymond Green was absolutely a beast. He almost had a triple-double himself. Fourth quarter came around, they stopped giving him the ball. He should have started demanding the ball, especially with Steph Curry not hitting his shots at all down the stretch. He was throwing up bricks. He was hitting everything but the net. The issue was, as far as a team goes, I think the pressure got on Golden State. I don't think Steph Curry was 100% healthy going into the series. And what happened is that the will of the Cleveland Cavaliers just swallowed Golden State whole. And that's what happened.
What was the big deal with Smith? He was all over the newspaper.
Oh, well, he said a very prominent speech about his father.
Yeah.
Yes, it was it was very emotional. I almost had a tear myself because I know J.R. Smith personally. While he was in New York, he gone through a lot of stuff. Let's just say. He's a party animal, bad boy image. You know, he's trying to clean up, but sometimes it's very hard to leave that behind. To go out there, think about it. Cleveland Cavaliers, almost the whole team was crying, but they all had their own personal issue. LeBron, he did it for the city because they had a drought for, 52 years of not winning a championship.
Yes. Yeah, they haven't won in 52 years.
He did it for them. And it was very emotional for JR to thank his parents and to praise his parents on the air in front of everybody on Father's Day. You see the look on his father, wow. That was a proud moment for both of them.
Yeah, his father was in tears,
His father was very emotional.
Oh, yeah. Well, remember, you guys forgot about first.
Oh, yeah.
He asked that question about fathers, and he gave that little tribute to his father for raising him and said that this is a glorious time. This is Father's Day, and it's a truthful time to express my love for my dad. And I said, that's a mature way of putting it. And I feel so refreshed. My daughter was watching it. I was watching with my daughter, and I just felt so refreshed. I was like, yes, this is the time when a man really tells another man they love him, and it's good to know that. It's rewarding. You know, most of the times you see these players talk about their moms a lot. And I know Durant praised his mom heavily. Right, but, you know, there's always a missing piece. And, you know, don't disregard the father.
Well, one more question before I send you guys off. I know this is a weird question, but who's the better player you think? Because Max brought this up earlier. LeBron James or Michael Jordan?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan, hands down. Because I'm going to tell you something.
When you see the stats,
Michael Jordan
you see
never
the
saw a Game 7.
Exactly.
He never saw a Game 7.
No trophies, man.
And he never lost the finals, neither.
Yep. There's no Game 7.
So why is it saying LeBron is the greatest player of all time?
Well, they're not saying it, though. They're just showing the stats. Don't mean that he's the greatest. They're just saying, look at the stats for a young man. But they didn't say, you know, there's nothing close that said he is the greatest. It just said And he's got mileage. He got 15 more years, 10 more years to go to even do more numbers.
Think about this. He's only 31 years old, and he's already played in 7 NBA finals.
Right.
7 finals and has 3 rings. And he's the only player to win an MVP a NBA Finals MVP with two different teams. He's also the first player to have actually led a team in points, assists, rebounds, block shots on two different Finals teams. That's never happened before. Michael Jordan, as great of an athlete he is, most people will look at Michael Jordan because of the clutch shots that he made and the fact that he's got six rings and he's got six league MVPs and probably could have won more if it wasn't for the fact that a lot of people look at the a guy that's dominant, oh, they got to give it to somebody else. Karl Malone got it, and then Barkley got it. But when you look at what LeBron James has had to do throughout his career, to have to carry two separate teams and one team he's had to carry in two different stints with the weight of his home city on his shoulders, that's an even harder job to do.
Yeah.
At his age that he had to do it. Think about that.
Well, I still don't care about him. I'm still a hater for life. Whatever. But besides that, okay, Max, what's your final thought of the night? Or anything you want to bring up?
No, just to say that probably just the best way to put it, what Dr. Michael Eric Dyson always says, it's all about impact. Whether it's parent, lover, a worker, a friend, you can do a lot of work, but it's the impact. Just that impact you leave is going to make you unforgettable.
Oh, wow. That's very good.
That's
Thank
surprisingly
you.
Deep.
Yeah.
That stayed with me for a long time, man, especially with the women.
Mm. Well, when it comes to love, you shouldn't have any boundaries. And also, it's always good to be faithful and true to that person no matter what, whether times are good or bad. Hey, you could always work things out for the better.
All right, very good. And I will start off with a final thought myself. I want to give a special shout-out to my little bitch, my little partner, Sean Black. This Wednesday will be his birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, bro.
Thank you.
All right, Sean.
And many more.
Hey, Sean. Happy birthday, bro.
Thank you.
And Sean, what is your final thought?
My final thought will be short and to the point. You shouldn't have to wait for Father's Day, Mother's Day, birthdays, or any of those other special days to tell the people that you care about that you love them. So take the time, whether you have a chance, call up a parent, talk to your best friend or whatever, you tell them you love them, because you never know when that may be the last time you see them or talk to them. That's my final thought.
Oh, short and sweet.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, just like his love life. But back to you, Anita.
Oh,
what's your final thought?
You know, I could get started, but I'm not.
Also, I want to wish you a happy early birthday.
Thank you.
I hope you use your phone more on Wednesday.
Thank you.
And like I always wanted to say, life is about leprechauns, ponies, and rainbows.
Yes.
Yeah, Nietzsche.
Okay. Daniel, Max, K-Dog, Nietzsche B, Sean Black, once again, thank you so much, guys, for making the show interesting. And Max, as I promised you, I did something different tonight and gave a little bit about sex talk and relationships. Next time we talk about pickup lines or something. Guys, thank you so much.
Gentlemen.
All right, everyone.
Yes.
And I just received a special text from our producer. He said that he loved me. Aww.
Aww.
I love you,
Aww.
Guys.
Take him out and get drunk.
Good night, guys. Enjoy the rest of your
night, guys.
Yes, thank you.
As always, ladies and
thank
gentlemen,
you
the pleasure was all
yours.
Good night.
Good night, guys.
Night, everybody.
By the way, after this talk tonight, I'm feeling real horny right now. I don't know about you guys. Oh, nobody.
Well, I don't know, but I'm thinking about my birthday. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me.
Hurry
up. You still there?
20 seconds left. Hurry up. Sing it.
I'm done.
For your birthday, I promise we got 10 seconds left. I will blow out your candle on your birthday. How about that?
Oh, dear Lord. Save me.
What? Oh. Okay. Good night, everyone.
Good night.